to the shortage and the limited time frame. And the rest to those last day, we still see people in the queues. So it therefore calls for more time. And the process is a continuous process. We urge voters to go on the register to be disinterested. But lastly, and I think more importantly, we call for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to do the voters roll audit so that it can rectify certain anomalies in the voters roll.
But is there anything that can be done now, say, in terms of extending the time, since people are still queuing and they are complaining that the processing is very slow?
We are really working on a tightrope in terms of the time frame. Time is running out. We are just a few weeks away from the election. Perhaps it is important for voters, those aspirant voters, to go and register at the district offices and also for them to do the voters roll audit. I think that's what is important for us, really also to have trust and the confidence in the voters roll.
What problems did people say they are encountering, those that you have at least spoken to?
Mainly the issue of publicity of centers was what was said in the first exercise. This time around, it was the limited time frame and also the 3 to 4 days allocated to each registration center vis-a-vis like 30-day period. People were expecting a long period. They were expecting to walk short distances, but still, there were long distances and they were not found at each and every ward. So again, that was one of the hiccups. There was also the issue of islands and affidavits. The processing was also very slow. In as far as the processing of the lines were concerned, especially in urban areas, we'd find that there were long queues in most centers.